It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio.
We're talking with Paul Vallis.
This year alone, violent crime is up another 39%. You need to have a crime prevention strategy.
Local, informative, entertaining.
Grammy Award-winning poet Jay Ivey. Now that you won your Grammy for The Poet Who Sat By The Door, what do you got in the works for your next album?
Oh, yeah. You know, we cooking, man. We working right now.
The Alzheimer's Show.
We're talking with Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose.
The Pritzker administration literally knew no bounds during COVID. We just got robbed blind. I mean, literally robbed blind. $5+ billion gone.
Starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click that link and listen in on the show. Well, on Friday night at 10 o'clock, employees at Berlin Nightclub, one of the famed LGBTQ plus nightclubs in Chicago, the workers went on strike. And I myself used to work at Berlin for a few years and met a lot of nice people there. And I want to get behind, you know, why they went on strike and what caused them to unionize in the first place. So on the phone with me right now, Jolene Saint, she's been working there at Berlin for quite some time. How long have you been working there?
About 6 years now.
And if you can tell me, like, what led up to you guys unionizing? Because it takes, you know, a lot to get to that point, because most workplaces, you know, you think that, you know, your employer would treat you fairly. So what led up to you guys unionizing in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like you said, you used to work there. So it's stuff that I'm sure you're very familiar with. And it's really been problems that are not new, you know, to the business. But like, you know, wages, great example. I mean, I remember when I started, minimum wage, I think, was $11 an hour. And, you know, my coworkers who are working security there, and I used to work security there too, you know, they're still at minimum wage, and minimum wage is up to 15 now, but that's not really kept pace with the cost of living at all. And, you know, compared to, you know, security jobs at other nightclubs or, you know, other locations, it's just not even coming close to a standard, you know. Like at that point, you're not competing with other security jobs. You're competing with like coffee shops.
Right.
Know?
And one of the things about Berlin, it sits in a unique spot. You guys are right off the red line. And for me, when I used to work there, that was one of the main challenges when you did security at Berlin. One of the issues that came up as far as like in negotiations were training. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things mm-hmm. that you want to have in your contract. And as of now, from what I read from Block Club Chicago, is that the owners have failed to negotiate. Why do you feel like they're not negotiating? Do you think they're trying to push it off? Do you think they're...
Well, the essence of the thing, right, is that, you know, they we have had negotiating meetings and we have met with their people, but, you know, the people who are on the company side of the table, right, are a lawyer, and, you know, Tariq, who's the head of security. And, you know, both of them are trying their best to, you know, to meet with us and make decisions about these things. But at the end of the day, you know, when we have meetings with them, they can't actually make any executive decisions. They can't, you know, tentatively agree to any of our proposals. So the main thing we hear from them is, you know, we'll take this back to Jim and Joe and we'll see what they say. And, you know, next time they come in, we're not, you know, getting a guarantee that they're going to come back with a response to our proposals or with a response to the things that we're asking for. I mean, security training, like you were saying, is a great example of this. You know, we proposed, we made proposals about security training day one of negotiations, which was back in April, you know, and this is something that we and the company ostensibly agree upon, you know, that there should be, you know, that security should have some kind of formal professional training, that, you know, they should know how to do things like CPR or how to administer Narcan, you know, things that are good for, you know, keeping the patrons at the club safe, you know. So this is something that we agreed upon, and we only reached a tentative agreement on that last bargaining session because, you know, Jim and Joe, who are the people who on their side of the table are the decision makers and could, you know, reach an agreement with us, aren't there. So it just drags everything along. It just makes everything take way longer than it needs to. And that was the sort of the essence of the strike, is that it's just, we were sick of this taking, you know, and obviously, like any contract negotiation is going to take time, but it doesn't need to be taking this much time, and it doesn't need to have this sort of distance, you know. It needs to be something that we are both actively working on, and if Jim or Joe aren't at the table, then it just, you know, doesn't feel like they're meeting us halfway or meeting us in good faith, you know.
Right. And we're talking with Jolene Sang, who works at Berlin Nightclub. They've been on strike since Friday at 10 p.m. The owners said they've been totally blindsided by this and that they didn't know you guys weren't going to do this. But if you guys unionized in April and you guys been going back and forth to the bargaining table, do you feel that they've been blindsided, or you think that this is something they knew was coming?
You know, I think that's sort of been a reoccurring aspect of this, right? Is that, you know, when we went public about the union, you know, Joe Webster came to a staff meeting that we had, you know, to talk to us about it and sort of, you know, give the company a side or whatever. And something he said at that was he was totally surprised, you know, that we would be doing this. You know, so I think it's this ongoing thing of, since they're not here, you know, in Chicago, they just don't know what the reality is on the ground for us, you know, at the club.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as being surprised by the strike goes, I mean, you know, the essence of a strike is to be disruptive, you know, so if they were surprised by that, then, you know, mission accomplished.
we're talking with Jolene Say, who works at Berlin Nightclub, who went on strike Friday night. Two-part question here. Is the club currently open? And if so, are they replacing you guys with other workers, or is it totally closed? And if they do replace you guys, are you guys prepared for that, or what's your guys' next move?
Yeah, so on Saturday, which was the second day of the strike, the club, as far as we could tell, was totally closed, you know, lights off. Didn't seem like there was anybody in there. As far as, you know, SCAB employees go for that night, there was sort of contracted security watching us doing our picket. But as far as we could tell, the club was closed on Saturday. Now, as of Sunday, you know, our strike is off. You know, this is just us trying to be like, hey, you know, we need you to come to the table and meet us in good faith. Our interest is not to, you know, have the club, you know, shut down for long periods of time, or even see the club, you know, damaged in any way. You know, that's not what we're after. So as of now, the strike is off, you know, and thanks to labor laws, you know, they can't replace us, you know, they can't fire us because of our union activity, because of our strike. So as of now, you know, it's business as usual. People are going back into work on Wednesday, which is going to be the next day that the club is going to be open. And hopefully, you know, because of this, you know, this show that we have shown that we are ready and able to strike if necessary, and that the community is behind us. I mean, you know, it was really amazing. All of the performers, the track queens, the DJs, you know, contract workers who are not, you know, obligated to strike for us, did not cross the picket line and joined us in the picket. So now that we've shown that we're strike ready and strike able, and, you know, we are able to disrupt, hopefully, you know, this will push them to come to the table and meet with us so that we can have some kind of, you know, honest conversation about this.
And one last thing, too, since you guys missed a few days of work, and you may end up going on a picket line again. A GoFundMe has been set up for you guys that are unionized at Berlin. Where can people go and donate if they want to?
Yeah, so there's no official Berlin union page or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as the GoFundMe goes, to the Unite Here Local One, legally can't sort of promote that or touch that. So I'm personally running that and making sure that, you know, people get, you know, their wages paid back. So if you go to my Instagram account, which is Saint and Sword, it's just going to be linked right there. You know, if people want to donate, that would be amazing. As it stands, we have enough to get people's, you know, paid their wages for what they lost for this weekend. And we also have enough that we have decided to, you know, make up the lost wages for the performers and the DJs as well, you know, because them standing in solidarity with us was a very brave thing to do. And it's definitely really appreciated by everybody in the union. So we want to help make them whole as well.
Yeah. And that's how you get things done too. So I really appreciate you taking the time out to explain your side of the story. Full disclosure, I will reach out to the owners to see if they want to come on and give their side of the story. Cause maybe there's something, you know, maybe there's something that they're not hearing that they want to address. But I do appreciate your time coming on today, and we'll keep following this story and hopefully something changes. But thank you so much. It's Jolene Saint, employee at Berlin Unite Here Local One. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.